The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It was really disappointing, I think, because we worked so hard throughout the whole game to maintain our lead, and then I think that last quarter in the last 5 minutes, you know, we just let that slip. But I think we've shown so much potential and so many positive signs of what we're capable of, and I think that we're only going to get better as the games go on. And I guess when you lose by 1 point, you learn so much from those losses, and I think we've had a really good opportunity to be able to reflect on that and review and have really good conversations, so when we are in a position like that again, we know exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to combat that. So there's positives and negatives to losing by one, but I think it's really exciting, and I'm so excited to see how far we can go as a group.
What was one thing that Jez thought you guys could have tweaked if you were in that position again?
Yeah, I think it's probably just learning, I guess, individually what we do when we're under pressure. And I think there's so many moments where we need to position ourselves better in different scenarios. So we've definitely talked through them. And I guess when the time is not on our... Oh, we need to be more clock aware. Sorry. We need to be more time aware, I think, and learning how much we can use the clock and how fast we need to score, and those types of things. So we've had some really good conversations.
And that crowd there looked pretty epic. For you, having played for a Sydney-based team for 9 years, how was it being the villain, or the, you know, the team with the fewer supporters?
Yeah, I think it was electric. I think the crowd was amazing. To be able to play at Kudos Bank Arena, it's such a nice and huge stadium, and I think to have that opportunity to be playing in round two and to get that experience with this group is something that we experienced and we felt. And I think even though they weren't cheering for us, I think it's just great for the sport, great for netball, and particularly for us being such a young club to be able to get around that crowd. And it was heartbreaking when we lost, and they were cheering so loudly, and but I suppose that's good for the Swiss, but not good for us.
Speaking of electric home crowd, this weekend we're going towards our first game at JCA for the season. Your first home game as a Mav there. We obviously played home fixture as a Diamond.
Yeah.
As a Mav.
Yes.
How are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think I'm looking forward to playing at JCA. I'm looking forward to playing at JCA. And, you know, it being my home court or our home court. So the fact that they're going to be cheering for us is really exciting. I've always been a massive fan of JCA, and I just love the vibes and the feel of the court and the atmosphere. So I'm really looking forward to that. And playing in my first derby, a derby, I don't know what you call it, is really exciting. So,
And obviously a key matchup for you and for everyone is you and Kate Maloney.
Yeah.
Two Australian Diamonds and Mick Lauders playing against each other in the Melbourne Derby. What are you expecting from, I guess, her as the captain and leader of the team,
The
team in general?
Yeah, I think it's always fun playing against someone that you're really familiar with. I think we train a lot against I think we train a lot against each other in Diamonds environment, and we play a lot with each other. So I think we know each other best. So it's really exciting, and I think it'll be a really tough, hard-fought game. And yeah, we go at each other, but then off the court, we're all good. So I'm keen for it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.